A tale of two widows. One, alone with her son, amidst a devastating drought, waits to die. Another, in her abject poverty, lost in the immense shadow and the cacophony that was the temple. Long before any notion of social services or welfare, safety nets, if you will, widows were among the marginalized, the most vulnerable. They lived on the edge. The widow Zarephath, down to just a bit of flour and last of the oil, encounters the prophet Elijah, who almost inconceivably asks her, "Oh, by the way, make me a cake." And maybe just as inconceivably, she does. For his promise, she believes. On some level, evidently, she believes his promise that God would provide. Nine centuries later, Jesus sits watching the temple. The ostentatiousness of the scribes and the Pharisees who are there almost making a spectacle to draw attention to themselves, to draw admiration, to be noticed. But juxtaposed with their hypocrisy, Jesus points out the widow. Who, truly poor, with every excuse not to give, gives everything for the glory of God. So evidently she too must have believed on some level the promise of God. There's something about God, particularly as we look at the instance of the widow of Zarephath, that just at those moments when we do seem without hope, when it does seem hopeless, that was double ed. That was redundant, huh? Okay. Sorry. But I made my point, right? When we are at our most vulnerable, the divine seems to show up. Elijah showed up in her life. And tells her, as we read throughout Scripture, "Do not be afraid." Another reality of our faith is the witness of those who have so little but trust so much. What may seem little to us, inconsequential, is God's abundance. For what is valued in the kingdom of God is not what is valued in our kingdom. what we look at as inadequate to God is more than adequate. We think that the littlest things, the littlest measures mean nothing. But they can mean everything to God. It is not a calculation of the amount. For let's be honest, what can I offer God and what can you really offer God that He doesn't have already? In the grand scale of things, one penny and $1 million. Now, if you want to give the church $1 million, please don't. I'm not trying to dissuade you. But, be honest. Yes, those need to go. But what really, really is the issue? What matters is the heart of the giver. What one truly is willing to give to God. Christianity is really about giving it away. If you want something, give it away. If you want to experience grace in your life, give it away. If you want to grow in faith, give it away. Witness to your faith. Oh, my faith is not that strong. That's not the issue. Give it away. And God will make it strong. If you want to experience God's joy in your life, give it away. Be a joy in someone else's life. What did Jesus say about life? If you want to have true life, give it away. But we hesitate. For again, like I said, maybe we think it doesn't matter, but sometimes we think, I'm really not trusting God too much with this. And in my life, where God is, He's quite not right up there. So, oftentimes, more often than not, we give, when we speak of our time, treasure, and talent, we give from our surplus, what we have left over. Oh, and then we give it to God. And then we wonder why we don't see God in our lives, in our relationships, in our churches. We treat Him as an afterthought. I'll take care of everything else and then I'll address God. But if you really want to take care of all of these other things, take care of God first. Don't take my word for it. Take the Bible's word for it. Take God's word for it. He's not looking for what you can spare. Well, He'll use that. He'll use anything. But He's looking for so much more. He wants you to give from your very being. What's near and dear to you, He's asking for that. Not that you won't have it, but that you would have it to the fullest. And quite frankly, it is not as if you and I are initiating that giving. We are only really returning what we have been given. If there's anything that you have that God has not given you, let me know, because you're unique. No, everything we have is the gift of God. But the greatest gift is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave from His poverty. He became poor so that we could become rich. Jesus held nothing back. Everything about Jesus was complete self-offering. All out of love for us. He gave 100%. He was all in. So the question of giving is really a response to that gift. You and I cannot return to God what Jesus gave to us. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ is infinitely beyond anything any human being could conceive of offering God. But what we can give is the same measure. We can be all in. We can give 100%. But the return is incalculable. The return is Jesus Christ. We receive God.